Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am talking to Mansa Musa. That means it is Take Control Tuesday. Mansa's from moneysmartlife.org. And last week, Mansa, we started a new series, and it is the COVID-19 Pandemic Financial Experience Scale. So we're going to get into the meat of it beginning today.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go over the first one today. I encourage people to go to the website at moneysmartlife.org to look at the whole series. But today we're going to talk about one of the three benchmarks that's on the COVID-19 Pandemic Financial Experience Scale. And that's the first one, and that's surviving mode. This is defined by the fact the crisis caught you unprepared, you have limited resources, and a fragile safety net. As you look at your situation now and in the near future, things don't look good. Your standard of living has been diminished. Your lifestyle is threatened. And quite frankly, you can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Those are the kind of people we're talking about in the surviving mode. And unfortunately, there are a whole lot of those people when there are 30 million people unemployed. We want to give them a strategy on how to come out of this thing. So basically, Randy, at this point, the situation is so bad, they need a miracle. So We're right here on Christian radio. So let's tell people how they can activate the power of God in their financial life on purpose. So Here are the things you can do. Number one, become a hardcore, no turning back tither of your gross income.
Okay.
Now, here's one of the things that I know. You don't have to be a tither to be blessed by God, but I've never seen a tither that is not blessed by God.
Yes.
So take your choice. When you tithe, we're talking about desperate people right now, you activate a covenant with God, and it's a lot like an app agreement. You know, when we download apps, you get those terms of service. You have to accept. It's take it or leave it. Well, God's the one that's offered the covenant if you tithe. But he's offered it to people that were not tithing previously. He asked them, did you rob me? So the contract is available to people that have not previously tithed. He's offering them a fresh start. And his side of that contract is he said he would provide for you. When I made this decision 40 years ago to become a tither, I told God that if you bless me, I'll go tell it. And if you don't bless me, I'll go tell that too. Now, that's not a threat to God. That was a promise to give him a Yelp review.
Wow.
Baby, it's 5 stars, great customer service.
Amen.
I've never regretted that decision, and I've never looked back. I've been blessed. Now, let me tell you how I've been blessed right quick. Number one, things seem to last longer. Appliances, cars, clothes, these things seem to last longer, which means I get to keep my money longer. And the longer I get to keep my money, the better. Number two, my money wisdom increased. Listen, when you go to tithing your gross income out of your net pay and you're already behind on everything, that experience gives you wisdom.
Yes, it does.
Number three, as I look back, opportunities for income were always available to me. Now, the opportunities were based on the economy and my ability to see the opportunity, but they were always there. The tithe was an anchor to my faith. It kept me consistent. And listen, I've always had my daily bread and my needs met. And my wants haven't been satisfied all the time, but they sure have been most of the time.
Wow.
So, once again, we're talking about how to activate the power of God in your life on purpose. The next thing you want to do is organize your financial records. Every miracle of provision in the Bible required order. Jesus had the people sit down before the fishes and loaves came. Elijah told the widow what to do in order to receive daily so that the meal didn't quit. So organize yourself in your financial records. Get your eyes off the promise and get them on the promise keeper. Ooh. That's the next step. Listen, you don't give to get. You give to honor God. Okay. That's important. And the last one is be wary of those who preach to your desperation and not to your faith.
Jesus.
There's prosperity preachers and famine feeders out here that will make compelling appeals to you to get your money. You give to honor God. And remember that his provision is daily. So once again, we encourage people to go to the website, moneysmartlife.org, or any of our network stations, takecontroltuesday.com. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube and read the whole blog post.
My goodness, that's some preaching right there. And I'm telling you, go to any of those networks and revisit that again and again if you need to. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.